The Supreme Court today hears arguments on whether state agencies that receive federal funds may refuse to issue driver's licenses to people who don't speak proficient English. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Marta Sandoval, a native of Mexico, is a legal permanent resident in the United States who lives in Mobile, Alabama.
Por ocho años yo estuve caminando. Mi trabajo era limpiar.
She says that for years she walked some 20 miles a day to clean houses, three a day. She walked because she could not get a driver's license. Although the state for many years gave driver's tests in 14 languages, it abandoned that policy after Alabama adopted an English-only provision in the state constitution. And so Marta Sandoval, with her feet literally breaking down, sued, claiming that the state's English-only driver's test violated Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The law, among other things, bars discrimination based on national origin by any state entity that receives federal money. Richard Cohen is Sandoval's lawyer.
Each year, the state of Alabama or the Department of Public Safety, the licensing agency in Alabama, receives millions of dollars in federal financial assistance. And in exchange for that money, the state has promised on numerous occasions to comply not just with the statute, but also with the regulations that implement Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So Marta Sandoval came to court saying, please live up to your promise. Comply with these regulations.
The state counters that the Justice Department's anti-discrimination regulations are not legally the same as the statute they're designed to carry out, and that the regulations cannot be enforced by an individual's private lawsuit. Alabama Attorney General William Pryor.
The real issue that is before the Supreme Court is whether a private person can enforce agency regulations that have never been approved by Congress. They've just been issued by federal bureaucrats.
The state of Alabama does not contend that Marta Sandoval is an unsafe driver. Indeed, a trial court judge found she could read road signs and met the qualifications for an international license. The problem was that the Alabama driver's test required about a 10th grade knowledge of English, a qualification Sandoval could not meet. Sandoval's lawyer contends that the state's policy has no rhyme or reason. The policy allows people who cannot speak any English but who are licensed in another state to automatically qualify for an Alabama license. The state even licenses English speakers who cannot read at all.
Alabama would license illiterate drivers who couldn't read a road sign if their life depended on it, and they would read the test to them.
And notes Cohen, although some 20 other states have English-only provisions in their state constitutions, no other state refuses to allow even translation help for non-English speakers applying for a driver's license.
Alabama now is vying to be the one and only state in the nation that does not accommodate people who speak foreign languages in this way.
Indeed, Alabama lost its English-only claim on driver's tests in two lower courts. It is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court, says Attorney General Pryor, in hopes of making some new law. In recent years, the Supreme Court has cut back significantly on the power of Congress to compel certain behavior by the states. The one area that has remained largely untouched is the power of Congress to attach conditions when it gives money to the states. It is in hopes of curbing that power, too, says Attorney General Pryor, that the state is pressing this case.
The major area, though, that still exists for this kind of federal-state relationship is in the spending clause area, and the court has not said as much there, and that's why this case is an important one.
Individuals, argues Attorney General Pryor, should not be permitted to sue the states to enforce federal regulations. That, he contends, puts the states at the mercy of federal bureaucrats enacting regulations without oversight from Congress. But lawyer Richard Cohen, representing Marta Sandoval, rejects that argument as nonsense. Congress specifically authorized individuals to sue to enforce their rights under the law, he notes, and Congress authorized the agencies to enact regulations that can be reversed any time Congress doesn't like them. Should the state of Alabama win today's case, he says, the consequences would be far-reaching and not just for civil rights laws, but for environmental and other laws as well. After all, Cohen says, our laws are based on the notion that individuals will go to court to enforce their rights.
And if you look at the court decisions, both in the Court of Appeals and in the Supreme Court in the last 20 years, it's almost always private individuals who are raising these issues because they're the ones who are most intimately affected by them. And sometimes it's quite difficult to get the federal bureaucracy to move for all kinds of reasons.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.